Whose responsibility is it for you to feel seen, heard, and valued? It's you, sis. The reason I say that is because you have to believe in who you are. You have to believe that you are worthy of sharing who you are to your organization. Welcome to the Rise with Diana podcast, the podcast for working women leaders who are dedicated to doing the greatest work in a sound body, mind, and spirit. I'm Diana Patton, ex-corporate executive and civil rights attorney turned entrepreneur and business coach, helping working women leaders to gain the confidence to speak up and advocate for themselves and take uncomfortable action through daily disciplined practices to experience true life success without sacrificing their sanity. It wasn't that long ago that I was taking things way too personal, secretly having something to prove, and doing my best to fake it like I had it all together. I thought the appearance of success was the glue holding my life together, but it was that appearance of success and hustling to prove my worth that was ruining my life. In this podcast, my goal is to teach you the tried and true secrets of living your greatest authentic life. You with me? Let's get ready to rise. Hey, sis. Oh, my goodness. Y'all, I got a special treat for you. So I am literally in Mark's studio. This is the Level 2 Audio, and I am recording live so that you can see my face. So today's going to be an experiment. For a timestamp here, you're going to say, okay, well, this is 2024 and it is in February. This is the 26th of February. I'm trying this out, y'all. So here we go. So thank you so much for being here with me and traveling along. We're going to talk about a very important topic because I believe it has a lot of relevance to you as the corporate woman leader. It is your own development. A lot of companies have what I like to call individual development plans. Do you have an individual development plan for you to be able to know what it takes for you to be able to develop in your organization? Some people call them IDPs. Well, I'm going to say that we all need to have a development plan no matter where we are at. And especially if you are a corporate woman looking to find a way to be seen, heard, and valued for the work that you do. So the question I get often, and this is the topic today, the question I get often is what you do, Diana, personal development or is it professional development? Because I need to know so that I can submit this to my organization. So today we're going to talk about, well, what is the difference between personal development and the difference between professional development? And should that matter to my individual development in my job? Because the idea is that you need to be able to get to the next level, because I know that's why you're listening to the Rise with Diana podcast. You want to be seen. You want to be heard. You want to be valued for what you do. And so you have to understand the difference, okay? So if you're driving, if you are at home, whether you are getting ready to open your day, close your day, this is a podcast you need to listen to and you need to share this with your friends. And the reason is because I'm going to give you some definitions. I'm going to give you some steps to take in order for you to share this with your organization on what you need. So here we go. So let's start off with, what is the difference between personal development and professional development? Okay, so professional development, some would say, is there is a specific skill, there is a specific system that in order for me to be able to do my job effectively and efficiently, I have to follow it. So that could be some computer program. That could be a specific line, like say, for instance, you're a surgeon, and you need to follow certain steps in order to save someone's life. Or say, for instance, you are in the, I'll go continue with the medical profession, you are in the ambulatory profession. You need to follow certain protocols when you're picking someone up on a 911 call, right? Or say, for instance, a call Let's just continue with that. It's coming in on 911. You have to follow certain protocols. That's what I would like to call professional development. It's a very specific task that you have to follow. Say, for instance, even in the manufacturing environment, in the food industry, those are very specific professional development skills. Okay? Number one, write that down. Professional development, what does that mean to you in your job? Write out the skills based upon the definition I provided. Personal development. Personal development is where I am looking at my unique, authentic self. There are things I need to do in order to lead my organization in an effective manner. There are going to be things specific to me and the way that I lead. So the reason why personal development matters is because everything it deals with you and how you show up, the way you think, the way you, your own, what I would call your own life operating system, LOS, we're going to define that at some point on the Rise with Diana podcast. The way that you operate has everything to do with personal development. So write that down for yourself. Well, personal development to me means this. So personal development and professional development is what it's all about. What does the Rise with Diana community say? In order for you to be effective in your professional development, you best have personal development completely locked and loaded. And that is the reason why I tell everyone who comes to the Rise with Diana community and who wants to rise in your organization as a corporate woman leader, you better go ahead and tell your company to pay for your personal development, because personal development is professional development. It has to come together. No longer are we using the 1980s term that what happens at home stays at home, and what happens at work stays at work. If that is the organization that you work for, it is really time that you start educating your company about why that needs to change. Now, you might say, well, why does it need to change, Diana? Well, I've got research. If you've heard me talk about this before, the McKinsey and the Lean In study done in 2023 about women in the workplace. Women in the workplace, we are changing the way in which we operate in corporate America. Why? Because the pandemic and all of the things happening in social justice in 2020 flipped the way that we view corporate work. And we as women leaders know that we have different needs, we have different wants, and we have different desires as it relates to the way that we do our work. And the one thing that we need is flexibility. We need flexibility to be able to do our work, to handle the demands that we have in our home that we used to be shameful of in the 80s and the 90s because we were trying to totally fit into corporate America. We also are dealing with some of the microaggressions that still happen in our work, where people perceive us as lower level employees, even though we're at a higher level, and other stereotypes that we have to deal with. So those types of things, microaggressions, the need for flexibility, and let's just keep this real, some of the overall mental health issues that we all deal with, we need changes. We need to be able to have the tools, we need to have the skills, and we need the resilient capabilities to be able to do our job in 2024. Why am I telling you all that? Because that, my friends, is the case. That is the personal case for personal development. And if you need all that research, I would say stop what you're doing, write down, read the McKinsey Lean In 2023 study called Women in the Workplace. But don't worry, I'll link it in the show notes so that you can have it. So that is the reason why we are talking about personal development and professional development and why you need to ask your organization to pay for your personal development. So I want to give you the reason why I know that's important is because recently, over the last 4 years, you know, I went through one of the deepest depressions of my life. You've heard me talk about this. I have every single skill that you have. I mean, I've got all the professional development skills. I have all the education needed to do my job. What I lacked was the mental fortitude to be able to sustain and be effective in the work that I was doing. Now, let me take you back to my corporate America days when I had two small children and I was trying to navigate having a child and going back into corporate America. I don't know if you, any of you out there that are moms, how difficult, and I'm just saying dads too, but this Rise with Diana podcast is for working women leaders, corporate women. How hard was that for you to go back to work after having your child? But back when I was going to work, you had to hide the fact that you didn't feel well. You had to hide the fact that you had to nurse. You know, for those of us who had to nurse our children, we didn't even know where to do that at, right? All of these types of things I was dealing with when I was in my corporate days as a working woman. And all of those things have to do with personal development. How do I tell my boss that I need time off? What do I say? How do I say this without making them think that I don't want to do my work? It's not that I don't want to do my work. I want to do my work, but I need to be able to do my work differently, right? These are the personal development skills that we teach you here at the Rise with Diana podcast. This is what the podcast and the Rise with Diana community and our Rise Advocates Academy helps teach you. It gives you the confidence and the courage to really respect who you are and the phenomenal way in which you do your greatest work to be able to share with your company what you need to be effective on your job. Now, here's what the research says. The research says that when I'm given the tools I need in order to be able to do my job effectively, I am able to do all of the work. In fact, women leaders, we do more than what our job description says. We always go the extra mile. But when I feel safe, when I feel heard, when I feel seen, when I feel valued, I'm going to give you more and share my innovative ideas. If I were in this circumstance and I was challenged on my job, this is the way I would do it. That's what companies need. They need you to be able to speak up. They need you to feel comfortable to share your unique ideas. It's a win-win situation, my friends. Your company wins and you win. So let's set you up for success because I have three things I need you to do. There's a little bit of sweat equity here. There's a little bit of work that we're going to need to be able to do to get you there. Okay? So these are the first three things I'm going to need you to do. The first thing I'm going to need you to do is you got to get into your HR manual, right? You want to go to the document that you looked at when you first were hired, and usually it's in the HR manual or guidelines to your professional work. And see what it says about development. See what it says about whether they will pay for and what they will pay for and what are the steps in order for you to be able to submit for your personal or professional development. Now that you have that definition, you can see how we're going to work on these three things coming to life for you, right? So take inventory of what your company says is needed in order for you to be able to do personal and professional development. You know, there could be some guidelines, let's say, for instance, that after a certain period of time, that you're on the job, that you are able to submit for that, right? So you want to be aware of that so that you can know that. Okay, so then the second thing that you're going to want to do, that now that you've already written down what the company says, the second thing that you're going to want to do is you're going to want to take the job description that you received when you were first hired. You're going to take your job description. You're going to take the know-how that you have learned in doing your job, and you're going to write those things down. And then you're going to take some personal assessment and say, okay, but in order for me to get better, in order for me to be more effective on my job, here are the things that I need, right? And that is where the development comes in, right? Maybe you need to be able to know how to speak up, and you have to talk about the tangible things and the intangible things. Tangible things could be, say, I need certain types of programming skills for the professional development, under the professional development category that we first defined when we started the podcast, right? But for the women that I know that the Rise Advocates Academy is most effective for, these are typically women who are leading people. You have a team of people. You also have various goals that are dependent upon more than you. And so you're going to need to be able to assess your leadership development skills and all of the things that we're talking about on this podcast. You're going to need to write those down. Now, when you marry what you did in number one, which is what the company says, with what you need, now we need to create the business case to say what you are going to need. Now, this is where you're going to need to be a little strategic, right? And this, my friends, is where I come in. Because guess what? This is number three. Now we need to write the business case. And I have a letter for you to be able to submit to your company to take the Rise Advocates Academy. Ding, 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 ding. You are a winner. That's if you share. You got to contact me, though, and I'm going to give you a way to contact me because you might need some help. The first thing you're going to want to do is you're going to want to get the letter, and I'm going to be happy to give that to you if you take the quiz that I share with you at the end, right? Because this letter is going to give you some guidelines on how to take step number one and step number two and put it together in a nice letter that you can submit to your organization. You see how easy this is? We got you covered. Not a problem. Now, what I can hear you saying right now is, this sounds like a little bit of work. This sounds like, oh my gosh, I got to do all that? Absolutely, sis, because guess what? You are your company's greatest investment. But here's the precursor to that. You are your own best investment. Let me repeat. You are your own best investment. If not you, who? If not now, when? It's time for you to be able to see yourself as a valued contributor to your organization. Whose responsibility is it for you to feel seen, heard, and valued? It's you, sis. The reason I say that is because you have to believe in who you are. You have to believe that you are worthy of sharing who you are to your organization. Are you picking up what I'm laying? This is some good stuff. You better catch this. I am not lying. This is something I share all the time because often we think we deserve it, but we're not willing to share it. We're not willing to talk about it. We're not willing to bet on ourselves that we're so worthy of it. Are you feeling me? This is what I'm talking about. Okay, so let's do a little quick review, right? Because I want to make certain that you have enough because some of you are getting ready to go to work or some of you are closing your day and I want to be respectful of your time. So check it out. Number one, go to your HR manual, look and see what's there, right? Second, do your own assessment, figure out your own individual development, right? And then we're going to make the case and share it with your organization. Now, some of you might say, oh, Diana, I went to number one and there is nothing there. Perfect. Because we're going to define it, We're going to ask for it. Even though it's not there, we're still going to ask for it. Why? Because you're rolling with me, sis. This is what we do. We make things happen. We don't just wait for permission. We go ahead and ask for it, right? I mean, if you listen to podcast number 10, you heard me talk about when you have the title but no power, we don't wait for people to give us power. We are the power. We are the light. This is what we do in our organizations. Are you picking this up? Well, I hope so, because this is something I'm really, really hoping that you're going to share with your friends, with your colleagues, if nothing else, to get them excited, because some of us need some excitement in our lives, and I am not playing in the area of excitement. I want to have fun. I want to be productive. I want to be innovative, and I want to take things to the new level, and I know you do too. So how are you going to do that? We now have a new definition and title to our quiz. In previous podcasts, you heard me talk about Take the Speak Up and Rise quiz. What I want you to take now is our new definition. The new definition of our quiz is Why Am I Not Being Promoted? Quiz. I mean, is that good? That's good. I think it is. Because all of us ask these questions like, why am I not being seen? Why am I not being heard? Why am I not being valued? Well, guess what? I have the perfect quiz for you. And when you take that quiz, the Why Am I Not Being Promoted quiz, I promise I will give back to you the document that you need in order for you to submit for your personal and professional development. Do we have a deal? Oh man, I feel like I want to submit it for my own self, but I am my own company. But I want to be able to submit this for myself because I'm excited and motivated, and I hope you are too. Well, I'm going to go ahead and close this up. This was our first time actually doing a live recording and the studio audio recording with yours truly, Mark from Level 2 Audio. We'd love to hear what you think. We would love to hear from you. Please tell your friends, tell your colleagues, it's time to rise. All right, so what are we going to say? Personal development is professional development. All right, you take care. Thank you for being with me today. If you found value in this podcast, be sure to like and subscribe to be notified of weekly content. You can also learn more and follow along with me on any social media channel and by going to risewithdiana.com.